On the line now is our favourite pilot. He's James Nixon, author, speaker and retired A380 captain. James, hi, how are you?
Well, I'm sort of getting over a dental appointment and so I feel like I need a plastic surgeon.
I'll put you in touch with Ramin.
I feel like a bit of a giraffe at the moment. Congratulations on your new appointment, Jackie.
Oh, thank you, James. Hey, I wanted to ask you our top story. Obviously, the Qantas plane there left on the tarmac at Melbourne Airport for 6 hours. So what's reasonable in that situation as a pilot?
Like about 20 minutes. I can't quite believe that this is going on, especially with what's happening in the rest of the world. Now, let's just put a bit of structure around this. Apparently, there's runway works at Melbourne and the long runway was unavailable.
That's correct. And it was windy as well.
And so the wind, yeah, this is a problem because using the short runway, like planes are like boats. We love the wind and we love working with the wind, but we want to take off and we want to land into wind. And we don't want to have a tailwind at all because that really increases the amount of runway we need for takeoff. It increases the runway distance we need for landing and takeoff. So what happens is that they say, okay, well, you can only use the short runway, but you go, well, it only works if I've got about 30 kilometres of wind down the runway. And obviously, the poor people were waiting for the wind to come to their aid or not be a huge tailwind. Now, this happens a lot in Sydney because after 10:30 at night, you're not allowed to
use the curfew.
The curfew, that's right. So you're allowed to take off into the south after 11 o'clock at night, but you can't take off into the north. So what happens is you can sit there at the end of the runway ready to take off into the south for ages waiting for the wind to die down from the north so that you don't have a tailwind. And planes do quite often sit there for quite a while before they take off. But this is sounding to me like something out of control when it's that long. And they can get away with it because what the IATA, which is it's like the club of airlines, there's about 200 airlines around the world in this club called the IATA club. They make up all the rules. And their rule says if the flight starts in Melbourne, then all they have to do is chuck off all the passengers in Melbourne and say, bad luck, see you later, go home. If you've got passengers who've got on your airline, say in Hobart, and then come through to Melbourne to go to LA or somewhere, then the ones who are in transit, you have to put in hotels and look after.
That's why one of our callers, she had already flown from the country on a regional airline. Would that be why?
Yeah, that's right. And if it's a Qantas regional airline,
it was, yeah.
Then they have to look after her in a hotel. And all the other passengers are going, well, why have we got taxi vouchers to go home? And that's what it's all about.
So for you as a pilot, can you sort of call it earlier than 6 hours or do you just, what do you do and what sort of, the captain is the captain, isn't it up to him or her at the end of the day?
Yes, but you're also speaking to network control who are making the decisions as to how long you can wait before you're going to run out of flight and duty time limitations, which is a big problem as well. So that you're talking with them on the sat phone all the time or on the company radio to make these decisions. So it wouldn't have been the captain's decision to stay long enough, but certainly a captain could have pulled the pin earlier if they wanted to. Certainly in my time with Emirates and the A380, I can't imagine any of us sitting around that long waiting on the taxiway. Sometimes you wait on the gate before you taxi out, especially in foggy conditions when they want to get all the other planes in before the departures start. But it's very rare that it happens once the plane's taxiing. Happens a bit in America and Northern Hemisphere with snow and ice on the taxiways. And they've brought in these new rules. And this is what Qantas better be careful about in Australia. We don't have rules like this in Australia, but in America, if you're taxiing and you've been taxiing for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, and some passenger says, I want to get off, by law, you've got to take them back and you've got to cancel that flight and let the people get off.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, you're up for imprisonment. So there's
right.
New rules in America and Europe, and we sure as hell don't want them to come to Australia. So the Qantas should be looking at that as well.
James Nixon is an author, speaker and retired A380 captain. As always, James, thank you for your time this afternoon.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jack.
After the break, we're going to chat to Nine Sports.